Question 1. Health. Practice 2. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in Step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with the key words or key phrases shown. Not all of the words or phrases will be used.
How many of you smoke? Let's see a show of hands. So I see there are quite a few tobacco addicts in my class. Well, I hope you get involved in the class discussion today after the lecture. Today's topic is an issue close to your hearts, namely, cigarette prices. As many of you may have personally experienced, the habit of smoking has a very negative stigma attached to it. That's because medical science continues to link the habit to so many life-threatening diseases. Well, to be fair, dying of lung cancer or a coronary brought on by years of puffing is no joke. It also costs the government a lot of money. Treating these patients drains government resources via the healthcare budget. However, smokers argue that they are being discriminated against. They say that increasing cigarette prices is both unfair and pointless. Let us look more closely at their arguments. In a number of surveys conducted in this country, smokers have come up with some interesting rationalizations as to why prices should not increase. The most compelling argument, in my opinion, is the following. Smokers say that obesity is a far more serious health threat. They argue that obesity-related diseases are soon going to overtake smoking-related ones as the nation's biggest killer. Despite this, we don't see increased taxation of fries, cookies, and ice cream. Cigarettes and alcohol products are taxed or marked up, whereas junk food prices stay affordable. This disparity, the smokers say, is unfair and hypocritical. Smoking is also prohibited in most public buildings and in most bars and restaurants. On this campus, students can only light up in specially marked areas. However, people can stuff their faces with as much high-fat junk food as they please. Most campus cafeterias still offer menu items with extremely high fat and sugar contents. Overeating junk food usually leads to obesity. Obesity can cause high blood pressure, heart disease, and diabetes. Smokers are saying that treating obesity-related diseases will cost the government more money in the long run than smoking. For this reason, they argue, it is time to stop putting up cigarette prices and tax donuts instead.